streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. It is a Friday, and it is a radio-only Fox Sports Radio Friday in Los Angeles. It's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, podcast later. Back on TV Monday, knocked off for the World Cup, which has been absolutely fantastic. Blazing 5 returns in 1 hour. 4 underdogs and 1 favorite. Love my picks. Last time we had a Blazing 5, went 4-1. So good to be here. USC Utah tonight. Can't wait for that. He's radio-only days. This is how I started my career, so it's kind of old school week. World Cup got moved because of the heat in Qatar to the fall, so it just kind of gave us a rare opportunity. Women's World Cup's in the summer, so we'll probably do a few of these shows whenever the World Cup is, June, July. But it's fun, and thanks for joining us. So let me start with the obvious thing. I watched the Amazon Prime Thursday Night Football. You know you're in trouble in 2022 offensive NFL football when you trail 17-7 at home in the first half and the game feels over. And that's it for Mac Jones, Bill Belichick, and New England. 24-10 Buffalo, that's the most lopsided 14-point game ever played in the NFL. 14 first downs, only 21 minutes time of possession. It is a BB gun offense for the New England Patriots. Totally dink and dunk. Mac Jones had 22 completions. 6 were to a running back. 2 were to a special teamer, Marcus Jones. In fact, their big offensive play of the night went to a special teamer. A specially crafted and creative play. And that was it. That was their offense. And I think about this. You're a billionaire. You're Robert Kraft. And you're watching this post-Brady. And Kraft is closer to Brady than Belichick. In multiple books written about Bill, Ian O'Connor, Jeff Benedict, Seth Wickersham, you can tell there's been Kraft sourcing banging on Belichick's perpetual grumpiness. And his product is very average, and worse, it's boring. They're boring, and I don't know what the vision is. Bring Bill O'Brien back as offensive coordinator. Go ask Bama fans how happy they are with Bill O'Brien. He's their weakest offensive coordinator in probably about 7-8 years. They love Kiffin. They love Sark. I don't like Bill O'Brien. What is Robert Kraft thinking? I mean, Andy Reid got fired in Philadelphia, and he was going to NFC championships. Patriots are a mile from that. You think it's crazy, but I look at Robert Kraft and I wonder, what is he thinking watching this? Belichick's new reality as a defensive NFL head coach. For 10 years, he's not been able to draft and develop skill players. And then he went and spent $300 million a couple years ago. Whiffed on most of those, too. They have no dynamic players. Jacoby Myers. Receivers weak. Tight ends weak. Running back. Stevenson's a nice player. Nice player. But it's an offensive league, and Belichick's getting exposed, and he can't build or develop offensive players. And they look a mile behind Buffalo. This morning, they're a mile behind Miami, Cincinnati, Kansas City. And the walls are closing in. The AFC East now has got a great defense in the Jets, a great offense in Miami, and a Buffalo team that can be both. New England has no vision. What are they? And Belichick's staff and front office have been poached, so the staff is now failed ex-head coaches and his kids. I mean, so they lack kind of a brain power, a firepower upstairs. So it's, you know, you can't win big in this league when you're average at quarterback. And I think Mac Jones, we'd all say this, not a shot. He's become what everybody, yourself, myself included, thought. He's pretty average. Young quarterbacks are getting bigger, more athletic, stronger. The coaching's better. The league leans completely offense. And New England is, I mean, to me, Belichick either makes a big move at quarterback, goes into free agency, or goes to another team like the Chargers with Herbert, or this is how it's going to end. Just limping with your kids on the staff, your inability to fix the offense. Mac Jones is barking at coaches. You know, listen, if I'm Mac Jones, Mac is a really, really competitive kid. I think he looks around, and he doesn't have the trophies of Brady, but I wouldn't be shocked if Mac Jones isn't texting Brady. And like, bro, you had Josh McDaniels and Edelman, and you bailed. Like, this league has moved to one side of the ball, and Belichick's not good at it. His friends are on the defensive side. His allies are on the defensive side. And Mac Jones, Mac Jones is already with one playoff appearance barking at coaches. He talked about it after.
Obviously, just kind of let my emotions get to me, but you know, we're kind of playing from behind, and what I said was about throwing it deeper in the short game. You know, I got to execute that part better, but it's the short game that we kept going to, which was working. But I felt like we needed chunk plays, and you know, I shouted that out to kind of get everyone going.
Cleveland, Belichick couldn't get the right quarterback. New England, he's got a solid quarterback but doesn't have the playmakers. Whenever, because fans are always arguing and defending, you know, their average quarterbacks. If you've ever, as a fan, found yourself repeatedly complaining about play calling, you don't have a star quarterback. Nobody gives a rip about Mahomes and Burrow's play calling. You do not have a difference maker at quarterback if you're talking about play calling. That ain't it. You got to make plays. A star quarterback overcomes. Burrow overcomes a bad O-line to get to the Super Bowl. Mahomes has overcome shaky defenses, old offensive lines, injuries. Brady overcomes, you know, not having consistently star wideout material. Man, you age fast in the NFL. Like, you age really fast. So tonight is USC and Utah in the Pac-12 championship. I like USC, and I like them by about 10. Caleb Williams is their best player, and I believe the best player in college football. About the only criticism I would have of him going forward, he's not real big. He's about 6'1 and a half, 215, but he plays much bigger. Arm strength is excellent. And he can be a little moody and emotional. He's got to, you know, that's kind of maybe who he is, but you got to be a little careful about that going forward. Arm accuracy, athleticism, leadership qualities, kid's an A+. Absolute A+. But the story of this team is really Lincoln Riley. He has literally reshaped the entire roster. He did it in about 6 months, totally reshaped the culture because they're honestly not that talented. They have three players on offense that will play in the NFL: Caleb Williams, Jordan Addison, and a left guard. But the quarterback's a sophomore, and they have two NFL players on defense, a defensive end and a safety. Kalen Bullock's a safety. He's a sophomore. So there's an argument their two best pro prospects are still sophomores. They currently have three draftable players today. That's it. So what Lincoln Riley has done, this is Steve Jobs saving Apple. A huge brand that was reeling, that was months from insolvency, according to Steve Jobs' book, could not develop new products. And then Apple was a rotten apple. And then by the end of the year, he took it over, $300+ million in profits. That's what this is. You can credit the engineers. You can credit the brand. Nah, Steve Jobs. This is Lincoln Riley. A lot of people thought USC was dead. It was absolutely cratering college football on the West Coast. That is inarguable. They were 4-8. They couldn't develop players. And they are now 11-1 with the slickest, most efficient, turnover-free, highly productive, big play offense in college football. The chemistry is crazy good. 1 year later, they are again a destination, top five in college football. But it's the quickness of it. Kirby Smart, year one at Georgia, 8-5. Dabo Sweeney, year two at Clemson, 6-7. Nick Saban, year three at LSU, 8-5. But Colin, the transfer portal, don't kid yourself. Of the 20 transfers USC got, probably 16 are not pro players. They got a great quarterback, a great wide receiver, and a really good linebacker from Arizona State. The transfer portal, remember, is a lot of backups, unhappy players, or discarded players, or injured players. That's what it is. Caleb Williams and Jordan Addison, those are outliers. They got two great players. But counting special teams, 11 offense, 11 defense, about 9, 10 different guys on special. You got 30 starters. So the transfer portal can fill your roster and solve some issues and plug some holes, but you're not getting first-team All-Americans in most instances. This is about Lincoln Riley taking a lot of solid guys who have filled holes, and it's still a team that doesn't have an elite weak side linebacker, interior defensive lineman, tight end. In his 5 years as a head coach, his records are 11-1, 11-1, 11-1, 11-1, 11-1. Three quarterbacks taken number one, and the other, Jalen Hurts, in the MVP discussion. This is magic. He is the best coach in college football. You can say Saban. Saban's got the most rewards. Brady's got the most rewards in the NFL. Mahomes is the best quarterback. Saban's got the most awards. But nobody's doing this. This is unbelievable, unparalleled. Nobody works with quarterbacks better. Nobody elevates people, builds a chemistry faster. We tend to always look at, well, how many titles do you have? Dan Marino doesn't have any. He's a top 5-6 quarterback of all time. Charles Barkley doesn't have any either. A lot of championships is where you're at, what's your conference, how long you've been doing it. Lincoln Riley's a kid. Caleb Williams is great, but you give him the wrong coach, he'd just be a really talented guy on a slightly better than average team. So I like USC tonight. I did not think before the season they could play a close football game with Ohio State, Georgia, and maybe Michigan or Clemson. I kind of do today. It's the story of Lincoln Riley. Really remarkable to watch. For years and years, USC had all these really talented recruits, and they couldn't develop them. I've never seen a team where players, all units, are getting better. I mean, they're literally playing above themselves. They're just not that talented. Outside of Jordan Addison, Caleb Williams, and one really good defensive lineman and a safety, they're not that talented. They're really not. Not a lot of draftable players this year or next. Caleb will be number one. But, I mean, what a story. We all love stories. Great story.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was looking at the NFL standings this morning. It's been a fairly predictable year. There's 14 playoff teams so far. I've got 11 of 14 that I predicted would be in. The Rams obviously have been shockingly bad. I whiffed on the Denver Broncos. I did not have the Jets in, and we'll see how that goes. They're one of my blazing five picks. I'll tell you what side I'm on with the Jets and the Vikings. But Green Bay is not going to make the playoffs. And I thought they would be not as good, but they're bad. You can blame who you want. It does feel like they don't have much of a vision, and they just depend on sort of Aaron Rodgers to make big plays without much of a receiving core. So let me defend Aaron Rodgers on that. I don't think he has a great coach. He's got a good O-line and a star back, and then an underachieving defense, and the Packers special teams have been a mess, it seems like, for 5 years. But I will say that every year, and increasingly so, we see these big moves at quarterback. If I would have told you a day before Matt Stafford was a Ram, you'd have called me clickbait. If I'd have told you Brady's going to Tampa, you'd have said it's clickbait. Matt Ryan is leaving the Falcons. What? Phillip Rivers, Colts. That's the new league. That's the new NFL. Teams are taking big swings at quarterback. And as quarterbacks get older, some teams are in Super Bowl windows, some aren't. And so those teams that are in perceived Super Bowl windows are go-for-it teams. One of those teams is Tennessee. So the Tennessee Titans are sitting out there. They've lost a Burrow. They lose to Mahomes. There's Josh Allen. They're not special at quarterback. But they've got the defensive front, the culture, the coach, and a wonky division that'll probably get better because Jacksonville now with Trevor Lawrence is going to surge over the next several years. So Tennessee is the classic, we can win the Super Bowl. We just don't have a quarterback. And there's about eight teams like that a year. And here's Green Bay thinking, we're not in the Super Bowl bubble. And we got this young quarterback we moved up to take Jordan Love in the first round, and we don't know if he can play. So right now, Green Bay looks like they'd probably lean toward, let's get Jordan Love some reps. Worst case, he's pretty good, and we got a pick for him. Certainly an option. But Aaron Rodgers, to his credit, who can be a little petty, sort of sounds like, yeah, let's see what happens.
I'd love to finish the season out, but I understand, you know, this is a business, and you know, there's a lot of us kind of older guys who, you know, play a decent amount, who they might want to see some younger guys play. So, you know, hopefully we don't have to have that conversation. But if that conversation comes up, you know, I'll approach that with an open mind and, you know, without any bitterness or resentment. You know, obviously, like I said, I want to win out, and then we don't have to have those conversations. But, you know, I understand if we don't, that that's a possibility to have that conversation.
If Jordan Love gets the last five starts and looked as good as he did the other night against Philadelphia, I think it's 50-50, maybe 60-40, Green Bay moves off Aaron and sends him to Tennessee. It seems obvious. There were reports in February that Aaron's building a house in Nashville. Celebrities love Nashville. Free agents in the NFL love Nashville. They don't love Green Bay. Aaron's running out of time. Vrabel's a better coach than Matt LaFleur. The defense in Tennessee is better than Green Bay. It's a wonkier division. It makes sense. Oh, but the Packers would have a dead cap hit. Yes, it would be $16 million 1 year, $25 the next, but if Jordan Love can play, it's a wash. You're not paying him anything. Again, if Jordan Love can play, you can live through that. Remember, you would get picks from Tennessee. The Titans have a first, second, and third next year. Don't have a fourth. So if you got a first, second, or just a first 1 year and a couple of twos, you hit on those picks. You're not paying Christian Watson for years. You're not paying Romeo Doubs for years. They don't have that many. Green Bay does not have many. David Bakhtiari makes good money. But the reality is, if you traded Aaron to Tennessee and you get a first-round pick from Titans and you draft a receiver, and it hits. You got three young receivers. You don't have to pay for 4 years. You can let Sammy Watkins go, Randall Cobb go, Alan Lazard go. There's your savings. So I think Green Bay fans are looking around thinking, can we see Jordan Love play? I don't think it's a hot take. You would have said, I always laugh at the hall monitors in the media. I could name the talk show hosts. Oh, I don't go for clickbait. Kevin Durant to the Warriors a day before it happened, if you'd have predicted it, would have been clickbait. Stafford to the Rams, Brady to the goofy Buccaneers. A lot of stuff happens and it's what? Some of these World Cup results, what? You just try to get clicks. Aaron to Tennessee makes a ton of sense. The Titans are a better football team and a better football culture with a better coach than Green Bay. I'm Aaron. Reports he's building a house down there. Let me tell you something. Celebrities, athletes love Nashville. Tennessee's got, I don't think, any state tax. It's got mild winters. Got a legit airport. It's beautiful people, music. It's social. It's great. So I think it makes a ton of sense. Plus, if you're Green Bay, you want to get him out of the NFC. You want him over in the AFC. You don't want to give him to the Niners. San Francisco doesn't have their first-round picks anyway. They gave him up for Trey Lance. So you don't want to give him to the Niners, and he haunts you for years. You know Aaron's going to win, but at least he'd have to go through Mahomes and Burrow and Josh Allen. You give him to San Francisco, it's like, bye-bye. He'll be trouncing you for years. So I think that Aaron, the Tennessee thing, and it's not a shot at Aaron. I think Aaron would win more. and have a better coach and a better defense and a better culture in a cooler city. I think it'd be a win for Aaron. And I think potentially, if Jordan Love can play, it's a win for the Packers. It's a reboot. They're walking on eggshells with Aaron, his salary, his personality. It's a little prickly. It's like Favre at the end. They don't have an owner, so it always becomes a little weird with a superstar quarterback in Green Bay.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
That's a hot one.
Let's blaze it up.
Fire it up.
It's Collins Blazing Fire. Chargers and Raiders.
I'm going to take the Raiders at home plus one. They're coming off an overtime win, back-to-back walk-off overtime win, so they're feeling themselves, and they have to win here. Their offense, explosive and doesn't beat itself. Only 9 giveaways this year, fewest in the league. The Chargers, weird team. They've trailed by 10 or more points in 7 of their 11 games. Their defense isn't good, and it may be getting worse. They've allowed 150-plus rushing yards in 5 straight games. Longest active streak in the league, and here comes Josh Jacobs. I like the Raiders to win. I'll take the point, 31-28.
Dolphins at 49ers.
My only favorite. I like the Niners minus 3.5. It could be uglier. 2 teams on winning streaks. The Dolphins 5 straight and the Niners 4 straight. But who have the Dolphins beaten? The Steelers, the Lions, the Bears, the Browns, and the Texans. They can't defend the tight end. And here comes the Niners. 4-0 since running back Christian McCaffrey was inserted into the starting lineup. The best scoring defense. The highest rate of receiving yards after the catch. Kittle, Debo, McCaffrey. I think the Dolphins flying cross-country get exposed. Niners win it. They cover 28-24.
Titans at Eagles.
Like it. I love it. How are the Titans getting 4.5? 2 run-heavy teams. The difference is the Titans have the number 3 rush defense and the number 1 third down defense. They'll get Philly off the field. Eagles on a short rest week. 8 of the 11 Titans games have been decided by one possession, and Vrabel has been great in one possession games in his career, 25-13. The Eagles' defense, they'll let you run it. 99-plus rushing yards in 7 straight games. Derrick Henry, maybe you've heard of him. I think the Titans could be the better team here. I think they win, and they cover. Titans 27-24 over Philly.
Jaguars and Lions.
Lions minus 1. Lions fluctuated back and forth. I like Detroit at home. Coming off extra rest. They've won 3 of 4. Jared Goff, by the way, has only been sacked 17 times. That is the fewest of any starting quarterback with 10 starts. This is an elite O-line. Jamal Williams, the running back, has 13 rushing touchdowns. Amon St. Brown is scheduled to play. The Jags are a young, fun team off a wildly emotional win. Doug Peterson's biggest. I think they pull back, not mature enough to finish off games on the road. Lions been a very good home team. Detroit wins. I'll swallow the point, 32-27.
Jets and Vikings.
You know, I really do like the Vikings, though I bet against them a lot because I think they're overvalued on the market. Jets plus 3 is the side to me. New York's been a good road team. Why? Because they have a great defense. Defense travels. They're 4-1 on the road. And they've held 4 straight opponents under 200 passing yards. That's why I like the Jets. Sauce Gardner, the great rookie corner, should slow down Justin Jefferson. 8 of the 9 Minnesota wins have come by one possession. They simply play a lot of close games. And their offense, their running game, where'd it go? 3 of the last 4 games, they rushed for under 75 yards. I think it's an ugly, low-scoring, close games. 3 points is too many. How about a shocker? Jets went in cover, 24-23. I do like the Vikings, but when you're overvalued on the market, you bet against them.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Laker trade rumors. According to The Athletic's Jovan Buha, the Lakers are operating under a new timeline. They're awaiting December 15th. That's the date in which most players who signed free agent contracts last offseason can be traded. So December 15th, the Lakers are looking around. According to Jovan at The Athletic, three things they're considering: trading Russell Westbrook plus one or both of their tradable first round picks in 2027 and 2029 for a star or package of multiple role players. Second thing they're considering doing is some combination of moving Patrick Beverley, Kendrick Nunn, and picks for role players who, you know, give them size and shooting. Or two separate trades. One involves Pat Bev, Nunn, first round pick. The other would involve Westbrook, other picks. You know, my takeaway is the schedule now is going to get really hard. Milwaukee, I think tonight. Milwaukee's next. Lakers go on the road. And five of those six teams on the road trip, Midwest, East Coast, have a winning record. Then they come home for the Celtics, which will be an L. Boston's playing great. So this Laker team is not good. They are 8-12 currently. 13th in the West. Half of their wins, four. Three have come against the tanking Spurs and one against awful Detroit. It's a bad team. The good news, though, I'm not Mr. Negative, is AD is playing out of his mind and he's healthy, fingers crossed, and Westbrook has embraced the six-man role. He's not as toxic. I would move both. The Lakers, I think, will move Westbrook. So we could all acknowledge the Lakers are not close to Milwaukee or the Celtics or the Warriors. They're miles away from that. I think with a bold move, they could become a competitive playoff team. Right now, they're several games out of a play-in game, and the schedule is getting tougher. And their next home game is Boston and Denver. Very easily two L's. So trading Westbrook is not bold. It's common sense. He's a bad contract. I don't think the Lakers franchise has a bold move in them. I mean, let's just say they trade Westbrook and they get workable pieces. Okay, you'll still have an old LeBron. You're crossing your fingers on AD's health. You gave up your draft picks and you have slightly better role players. Really? Winning Time on HBO, the story of Jerry Buss. It was virtually like a chronological order of big moves, bold moves. The Lakers' standard has always been championships. It's very Yankees. It's Bama football. It's Ohio State football. They're not playing for the Sun Bowl. So, you know, let's say they trade Westbrook and they get Miles Turner and Buddy Hield. That's not terrible. They're a better team. They're a mile from the Celtics, Warriors, and Bucks. So I would start over. I have no problem having an old LeBron who can give you about 55 games a year. But, you know, this organization was built from the Forum, from the purchase. It was all built on big swings, not obvious ones. I mean, go look at the NBA right now. Warriors, Kevin Durant, big swing. Andrew Wiggins, big swing. They've taken some real chances. It pays off. Aggressive wins in sports. We're seeing it all. USC, big swing, Lincoln Riley. How's it worked out? Moderate moves, obvious moves, trading Westbrook's not changing anything. You'll be slightly better, but still not a real viable playoff team.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Big Ten Championship tomorrow. Michigan heavily favored against Purdue. I like the Wolverines handily. I like USC by about 10 tonight. TCU close over Kansas State. And I think Georgia LSU is a lot of points and Georgia prevails. Jake Butt is a Big Ten Network analyst. 5 years in the NFL Broncos and Bears. A two-time All-Big Ten tight end. The first game for Harbaugh at Michigan was at Utah. And the game was broadcast on Fox. And I was part of the broadcast team. And I remember Jake Butt walking past me or jogging back after pregame warm-ups into the locker room. And I'm like, okay, that guy's big. And looked him up and followed his career after that, because I didn't know much about him. And now he's turned into a really good broadcaster for the Big Ten Network. So, Jake, first of all, thanks for coming on. You were there in the early years of Jim, and he's a very unique personality. He's quirky. He's an original thinker. He's intense. Let's go back to year one. Did you buy into it? Was he your kind of coach? Take me back there.
Yeah, so first off, Colin, I'm excited to be on here with you. I'm a regular listener of the show. Love the segments, especially with Joel Klatt. So
thanks.
My fiance, she's put in hours of listening just kind of secondhand. So you do a great job. But, yeah, so has he changed? Absolutely. You know, when he first got there, you got to think about where Michigan was. We were coming off a 5-7 season. Yeah. Brady Hoke was let go. Dave Brandon, the athletic director, was let go. And I just remember the intensity that he brought. And, you know, we legally, you're confined to NCAA rules. You're only allowed to be in the building for 4 hours during spring ball. Well, most programs, they do 2.5 hours of practice, an hour and a half of meetings. Jim has a saying, it says, hey, more is more. If you want to get better at football, you're going to play more football. So we'd go out there and the entire 4 hours was spent practicing, no meetings. And to double down on that, he split the team in two. He had an A team and a B team. The A team would come out and have a two-hour practice by themselves. Then the B team would join them for 2 hours, and the B team would stay out for 2 hours by themselves. And we were all like, man, this is crazy. No one was doing anything like that. But the value was, is everyone says they want to be great. Everyone says they want to win. about that three-hour mark of practice two, practice three, you start to see who actually wants to be a part of turning the program around and winning. So not everybody liked it, I can tell you, but we got significantly better as a team. And, you know, as you look at it now, he's had to adapt, right? He took a program that was in shambles. He stabilized it. We had back-to-back 10-win seasons. But I think going back to last season, you saw a change in Coach Harbaugh, and it's paid dividends with their on-field success.
You know, it's one of the things I like about him is that he is quirky and old school, but he's not, even though he's been super successful, he doesn't fall in love with himself. He'll try new stuff. I mean, you know, you go look at, he's blown up his staff, he's taken chances, even the J.J. McCarthy over Cade McNamara quarterback move, I thought took a lot of guts. You know, he's kind of reinvented himself a couple times. When he made the McCarthy and McNamara move, now McNamara now has announced he's going to Iowa, but when he made that move, did you think he was nuts?
You know, there's an old saying where if you have two quarterbacks, you have no quarterbacks, but I thought it was the right move because, and you could kind of see it coming, going back to even last season where they were trying to get JJ involved in special wildcat packages.
Yeah.
Cade McNamara is a good quarterback, but he's limited in terms of what he can do to the offense. And, you know, Coach Harbaugh, his identity offensively is he wants to run the ball. And I think the biggest asset that JJ McCarthy has is what he can do with his legs. It just opens up the run game significantly. It helps out your offensive line. It helps you in off schedule throws. So I think you can only see so much in practice. JJ was beat up in spring, so he didn't get a chance to fully compete with Cade. Hey, you look at that out-of-conference schedule, there's been a lot of conversation about it. Michigan knew that they were going to win every one of those games, and in Jim's eyes, he's like, hey, let's take advantage of this. Let's let each guy have their opportunity to prove it, and the game tape will reveal itself.
Yeah. So, Blake Corum, I didn't think so. I had Michigan all year long. I was going on Twitter, and I'm like, that's the best team I've seen. And then Blake Corum got hurt, and I thought, okay, they're going to fall behind Ohio State. They're not built to play from behind. And it did not at all seem to bother them. But Blake Corum seems to me, if they had to play a USC offense or a TCU offense, and I think to myself, boy, they'd miss him. Do you think the loss of him for the season, does it take him out of national championship contention?
No, they can still compete for a national title, but it certainly makes things harder. I don't even think it necessarily would affect the game all too much this weekend. I mean, Ohio State's a good football team, and they put out that type of performance without him. Here's the thing, though, is Michigan, they want to get to the run. They want to run. That's their distinct identity. They're going to try to run the ball 30-plus times a game.
Yeah.
And especially at this point in the season when guys are beat up, you're weaker in the weight room, you know, you're just tired because of the length of the season. You know, it's a luxury of wealth to have two backs that you can go to, two really elite backs. Now, they have some guys that are certainly capable. C.J. Stokes is a freshman I know they're excited about. But, you know, Donovan Edwards would be the one guy. Whoever's number two he's clearly not Blake Corum. That's where the drop-off's going to hurt him. And, you know, other guys are going to have to step up if they want to win a national title, and that's what they did in Columbus, so I wouldn't count them out.
You know, back to Harbaugh, how do young players relate to him? Because he is so unique. How do you think young guys relate to him?
Well, I think, you know, he's not a guy you're going to have a bunch of fluid conversations with. He's kind of intense. You mentioned that he's a little bit quirky. We everybody knows that, but you know, a coach plays a certain role, especially in college kids' lives. You're 18 to 22. You're trying to turn from a boy to a man. And what Jim does and what he's emphasized recently, I think every single guy on the team knows Jim Harbaugh, loves them as a human being first. He wants what's best for their football career, for their academic career, their post-football career. He takes care of the families. He's made some really great moves over the years just to let the guys know that he genuinely cares about them. And I think that's where, you know, he relates. That's where the relation has really improved. You know, he's made some key hires too, Colin. The strength coach, Ben Herbert, you know, your strength coach is your head coach the majority of the offseason. That guy's done a great job of building the culture and relating to the guys. Biff Poggi, who's going to be the head coach at Charlotte. He's the associate head coach. His son, Henry Poggi, was my roommate. We played together at Michigan. Biff Poggi is a guy that, I mean, you should read read up on him, Colin.
Yes,
there
was a great article about, I forget, about 2 weeks ago. It may have been, like it was one of the top college writers, and I had no idea who he was. It was fascinating.
Yep, and bringing him in as an associate head coach, what Biff does about as good as anybody I've ever been around is letting you feel like you're the most important person in the world. You can trust Biff. You can go to him. And that just opens the line of communication throughout the entire program. You could tell that this team just cares about each other. They believe in each other. And that's, you know, it's crazy to say, but that's not all too common in the sport of football.
Yeah. You wanted to be a Buckeye at one point, didn't you?
I grew up in Columbus, Ohio. I grew up 15 minutes from campus, so I got a good story for you. Their director of recruiting was Greg Gillum. I went to high school with his son, Tanner Gillum. So they watched me play basketball and football. The Ohio State program knew me all too well. Well, my junior year is when Urban got hired, and that's the big recruiting year. They didn't even offer me. So I go up to Michigan, end up having a good career. I won the Mackey Award my senior year. So I was voted the nation's top tight end. So I'm down in Atlanta for the award show, and I've never talked to Urban. That's at this point. It's Thursday night. We do the award show. They say, hey, be in the lobby at 7 a.m. Got to catch a shuttle to the airport. So I get there about 6:45, and there's only two other people in the lobby. It's the clerk behind the desk, and it's Urban Meyer. So, you know, we just lost to him on the double overtime. JT was short game. It's my first face-to-face interaction. I'm like, hey, coach, how's it going? I just go stand against the wall, and he walks over to me immediately. And he looks me dead in my eyes, like staring into my soul, and he's like, why didn't you come to Ohio State? And I'm like, coach, man, you didn't offer me. You know, what was it? Were you a bad student? I'm like, well, I went to Michigan. I'd like to think I'm a pretty good student. You know, so we go back and forth for a while. And he's like, hey, you're a hell of a player, man. I wish you the best. You used to give me nightmares. So it kind of came full circle in that sense. I wish I would have gotten the chance to beat Ohio State. But, you know, he's clearly a good football coach. And that was a cool moment.
Well, you got a cool career going. Jake Butt, Big Ten Network analyst. We listened to your stuff this morning. It's so funny that when you ran by, it was at Utah Stadium, and I literally sat there with the staff, and I'm like, man, that guy is enormous. That guy is cut and runs well. So you ended up having a great career. Could not be happy for you. I'd love to have you on again down the road. Congrats on your success, Jake.
Thanks, Colin. Well, I'll tell you this. You know, part of the reason I'm here is I injured my ACL in the Orange Bowl, and I'm part of the discussion on why guys are sitting out. So it's a conversation for another day, you know, as bowl season approaches and you get some opt-outs.
Yeah.
Would love to come back on and talk to you about what that experience would be like. Oh. But I appreciate you, man.
All right. Good. Thanks, Jake. Yeah, love to have that discussion, too, and I totally get it. I totally get players. Unless you're playing for a natty, I get it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.